Hi guys, welcome to another beautiful, amazing, scintillating episode of the Showcase Niger podcast. And guess what? Today, before I jump into the topic for today, as usual, I have with me, you guys should see the way I'm looking at that with side eye, right? She's just pressing phone. Anyways, I have with me that Toke lady, as always, and introduce yourself and let the people hear you now.
I'm here.
Please don't do that. Abba, you don't have to always do that now.
Hi guys, it's your girl, that token lady, aka the alarming car of Africa, and I'm here managing that my brother from another mother.
They will manage you. All right guys, welcome to another episode of the podcast, and today on the show we are going to be talking about something I'm not going to say it's a bit controversial, but I think in the end it tends to cause wahala on trips, you get, if it's not properly aligned. So yeah, on today's episode of the podcast we will be talking about how to select a travel buddy, how to pair yourself up with a travel buddy. We know that travel buddies, a lot of times you can't do without them because not everybody's good with solo trips.
Not even every time you want to go on a solo
trip. Not every time you want to go on a solo trip. So yes, we will be sharing some personal tips and hints and questions we think you should ask or boxes you should check before eventually saying, hey, Vanessa, hey, Taufik, hey, Sweba, come on this trip with me. Would you be willing to go on the trip with me? So yeah, on that note, we will dive straight into...
Before we start diving, we all know that whoever you travel with will be going to at least detect everything on that trip. Like, you can't just wake up one morning and you want to go and jump inside water and your travel buddy wants to sleep inside.
You get...
So, it's the person you travel with would determine a whole lot of your activity, the fun you're going to be having on that trip. And if you don't have the right questions before you guys, you know, start bringing your money together or start thinking of, okay, let's eat the one together. And trust me, it's going to be like, I should have just done some travel.
So to
avoid that kind of situation, to make sure, you know, you and your travel buddy are on the same level of excitement for the trip and on the same level of understanding and adventures, you have to ask these questions. Like, it's just simple. It's not a jar. You can be asking it every day. Maybe the trip is for in the next 30 days. You can just be putting it in one day, like, hello, do you? Next day, I'll be 2 days later. Okay, wait, I just want to ask, do you?
Leave. All so it doesn't. No, calm down. You have to call the person straight up because you are putting money into the trip. They are not financing you. So you're like, hey, Ace, come.
See.
Alpha, we need to talk about these things and we need to get them. We need to be on the same page.
Yeah,
if you're not on the same page, everybody should just...
You will do it with sense. It's not like everything you'll be attacking with force.
No, that was not attacking with force. Ah, oh.
You are just violent.
Wow, coming from you. Wow, that's a compliment. Wow, that's a huge compliment coming from you. Wow.
Everybody knows that I'm the...
Which everybody?
Everyone.
Who is everyone?
In the atmosphere, in the world. In they the know that I am the most gentle, lovable, caring... You know,
Auntie,
you are the one influencing me. Instagram
influencer. I beg. All right, so now can we dive into it?
Yes, we can.
We can dive into it.
Diving.
All right, so first on the list, I think it's very important that people agree about budget.
Yes.
You need to agree about budget. You don't want to get on a trip and your partner or your travel buddy is thinking luxury, whereas you are just thinking, let's rough it,
let's do Airbnb, let's do couch surfing.
You get,
and you have to know your pockets. For every trip, everybody has a budget. Like, okay, I don't want to exceed this particular amount of money.
Exactly.
And your travel buddy is there looking like, this trip will feel lavish.
She means you want to lavish.
Oku, don't lavish anything. Like when I first met this unofficial Motayo, you know, it was.
Is there another unofficial Motayo? He said this, like there's another one there, so that you want to say that. No, there's just the one and the only.
The unofficial Motayo. You know, they are the luxurious type. I want to stay in a really nice cozy hotel. I don't want to, you know, do couch surfing. I plan these things, you know. They are the high side, high standard side of us. I didn't even know how we get to survive this long. But I had to bring him, I had to drag him to my level.
Ah. Bele. The Yoruba part of me wants to say, Oluwa, looking, looking, but that simply means, you know.
No, yeah, but these things you have to talk about it. Like, I'm not a Modawusa. There are some things I feel like I can cut off of, from this trip that are not really necessary. And then your travel buddy will be like, oh, let's go for an extra champagne. You don't have money for extra champagne.
I get you.
So, yeah, you have to, you guys have to come to an understanding of, wait, how much are we willing to spend? Where are we going to? What are we doing? How much will it cost at every point? So that you don't get out and then get stranded.
Very, very true. Very, very true.
That is important. So get your budget right. First, understand if you people are in the same financial standard.
You know, exactly, in the same category. So yeah, after that has been checked, I think another important thing for people to make sure they check really right is to know, ask your travel buddy, are they the spontaneous kind of person? Or are they the kind of person who like to plan every minute?
Godfather.
By now,
giving
some polish from me should have spilled on you. You shouldn't be acting like an area mama.
I need to sit down well for that spontaneous.
Whatever. But yeah, like I was saying before, the rude interruption and intrusion.
I'm signing off. I'm no longer here.
Anyways, you guys should need. You should see her. She's already strapped to a chair, so there's no way she's going. I made sure I strapped her into the chair before we started this. But yeah, you need to be very sure if your travel buddy is a spontaneous person or if they are the kind that likes to plan their day in full. Some people are very meticulous. You know what? From 1200 hours to 1400 hours, we are going to be at X city. From this minute to that minute, we are going to be at Y city. We have lunch or breakfast at so and so time. Nothing must shift. If anything shifts, it unbalances me. There are people like that who are very, very, I don't know if I have to use the word detailed, but I think sometimes, well, respect to everybody, sometimes I think it may be too much, and sometimes it's also very good to be detailed. But whichever the case is, you need to know where you belong. So that you need to know where you guys both belong, and then you guys can align so that eventually they're not thinking when they say, oh, we are leaving for this destination by 7:30 a.m. and you are the type that likes to stay in your bed till like 8 a.m. And you're like, and then it's like 7:15 and they're asking you, hey, what's up, I'm all set, and then you are like, is it not just there we are going, but we get you know, those kind of things can either piss your partner off, or if it's you that is a meticulous person, or it really can cause a lot of grief.
Like, I remember going on a trip with some set of people, and one person would just say that, like, one person would just wake up and decide that I am not ready to leave.
Can you imagine?
And you know, considering the fact that this person is still interested in going to this particular destination, but they're not just ready to leave their hotel room yet.
Like,
and I'm always,
and then you have to hold the other people to ransom simply because you are not ready to move.
Like, you don't want to have that kind of travel buddy. You know, exactly. You want to have someone that you already have timing for everything. Like, we are leaving this hotel room by 7 a.m.
you know.
You guys are already up by 6.
Even if it's not that early, agree to leave, like, I'm not
saying
ready
early, but I'm saying you guys already have timing for everything. Exactly. We are going on this 1 by 10. We are doing this by 2. We are
exactly.
It won't always align, but at least you are close to. It's not like one person is waiting to drag the other person, or you're already getting tired before you even start your day. Like,
you know,
you don't want that kind of energy
at all. You don't want that type of energy. So yeah, that's it. I think another thing that is also very important is asking what is high up on your partner's to-do list. So say for example, I want to visit during my recent trip to Ghana, mm-hmm. with a travel buddy, Belumi, we had to align a lot of things, in the sense that, for example, this is a very, very vivid example of what happened. She wanted to attend the Chale Wote Festival. Mm-hmm. I was not big on the Chale Wote Festival because I am not exactly that kind of person who likes the crowd and all that, you know, razzmatazz and whatnot. So, but she really wanted to experience all that. And it was like a case of, you know what, that's all good. For you, Chale Wote, go and experience it. For me, I want to go and experience Jamestown. And interestingly, Jamestown is part of the venue for the Chale Wote Festival.
Okay.
So all we just had to do was split.
At some point.
We had to split, like, okay, this is what you want, this is what I want. No quarrels, no. We had to just go for what we wanted.
You and your travel buddy have to really be understanding. Like, exactly. You guys won't be having quarrel at every seconds of the way.
Exactly.
Like, why are you doing this? You want me? Let's go to this place together. Like, you have to understand that your preferences are different.
Exactly.
I want to go jumping and you want to go hiking.
In the end, you guys can just say, hey, you know what, we meet up at the hotel, or we meet up at the accommodation, or we meet up at two sorts of spots.
And try to check in on each other, like, yo, what's up? Are you having fun?
Exactly.
That way, everyone is safe.
Really good.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that is very important. Very, very important. You need to make sure that those are properly aligned. What else are we going to? What else do you think we should talk about?
See, on every trip, food is importanter. No.
Importanter in capital letters.
See, importanter. Mm. You understand? Like, you want to know if your travel buddy, travel buddy wants to get into an understanding of where are we eating. See, what would I call it? Yamlo Yimbo.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No fights.
Oh, okay.
Like, me, I want to eat street food. You want to eat restaurant food.
Mm.
But you need to have a travel buddy that is ready to experience it all.
It's not a bad thing to not want to experience it all. I remember one of the trips we went on, and then...
The essence of adventure if you don't want to experience it?
No, there are different...
Me, I used to
there
say
departments to adventure.
I don't want to use the F word, but then... Do the whole thing.
The only time you're permitted to use F word is when you want to talk about food, like it's just food. Food is an F word.
Food it all. Like, mess up the whole, mess up your whole system for a while.
Why would I want to mess up my system?
Why would
and
you
then
want
I
start
to? Looking for toilets.
And there is toilet
in the middle of nowhere.
Which toilet in the middle of nowhere? We'll do short foot. You don't do it in second use foot. We'll do short foot. You want to know if your travel buddy is really good at sampling street food, I can't go beyond it. You guys have to have that understanding. Like,
exactly.
Somebody like me, I want to
eat street food. Ah, Lord. I wonder how she doesn't have running stomach a lot of times. Like, she wants to dig into everything. If it's fried yam on the road, she wants to dig into it. If it's puff puff on the road, she wants to dig into it. I'm like, yo, fam, like, why do you want to dig into everything, for crying out loud? Normally, I'm the kind of person who would prefer, you know, to walk into a proper restaurant because I'm very big on hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm also starting to learn that sometimes you are not going to die and you are not going to develop a running stomach from sampling street food. That is, street food does not mean that some hygiene was not put into consideration in making the food.
I am starting to learn that as well. It doesn't mean it is bad. Because they are selling it by the roadside, doesn't mean it is not neat. You can't eat it, or it is poisonous. Yes, you can have, poison?
Food poisoning.
But it has to do with a whole lot of things. It's not just from that particular... You cannot die. Try it. When we have a travel boy that will just want to eat everything, eat it.
Everything. Anyways, moving on from food.
Why should we move on from food? Food is...
Oh well, because it looks like your muscles are starting to really rise up. Because we are talking about local food and sampling local food, and then this is your department. Please, can we move on?
Yes, sir. Sorry, I'm keeping mute again.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that is the next option.
Okay. Yeah. So for the next option, not next option, the next question I think is very important. I think this is like the fourth or fifth question. I think it's like the, I don't know, I think it's like the fifth question or fourth question. Anyways,
we are losing track of it. Just number it when you are listening. One, two, three.
As a matter of fact, at this point in time, if you don't have your jotter and pen with you, or your phone and your you on your own, just go to the corner, go and need that razor pen and close your eyes.
Wait for me.
Okay, yeah. So to the next question that we think you should ask before you decide to go on a trip with anybody, we think that it's important that you know the preference of your to-be travel buddy or would-be travel buddy in terms of accommodation. So some people don't mind hostels. Some people are not a fan of hostels at all. They prefer maybe Airbnbs, or some people prefer apartments. Some people prefer proper hotels. Maybe it's a 3-star, maybe it's a 5-star. You need to be sure about what kind of apartments your to-be travel buddy would. What kind of apartments they like, basically, because you guys don't want to just get somewhere and all of a sudden she's like, oh okay, you know what, that hotel looks good. Say for whatever reason you guys have not booked your accommodation prior to you know, getting to your destination, and then they're like, oh let's go for this, and then you are like, why can't we do this, and then eventually everybody is, you know, here and there, and there is no proper resolution. You don't want to start your trip, you don't want to start your journey or your adventure on a note, on a division note, basically.
Yes.
Yeah, so you really need to know where they stand. And even if maybe they are a 5-star, 3-star hotel person, you need to know if they will be willing to bend, you know, or compromise if the need arises. So yeah, I think that is very, very important. I think that's very important.
Accommodation is really, really important. Like extremely important. And sometimes you might want to stay somewhere in the jungle and your travel buddy wants to stay in between the city,
you know. So yeah, I think
all those things have to be put in check.
To be put into proper consideration.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should really want to read this one, or if I should really want to say this one out.
Say it.
I think very importantly,
you are the one that's going to say
beforehand,
Dad.
Whatever that means. You need to know if your partner snores or kicks in their sleep.
See,
because some people do it, and you don't want to, be caught unawares. Oh Lord, you do not. I repeat, in capital letters, you don't want to be caught unawares. Maybe you guys have gone hiking like 5-6 hours, then you guys have gone to different places, and then all of a sudden you guys come back, you want to sleep, and then like your partner hits the bed and you're like they're changing gears, and you really do not want to be caught.
She drink kojami by it.
You know, like when you first think, maybe you know some people snore so badly, you probably would jump out of your sleep thinking you're about to be robbed, only to realize,
especially when your travel buddy is one of my uncles.
Like,
it has done for you. Like, you just woke up the next morning, be like, see, we are not even doing it again.
You know what?
We are going back home. I'm done.
You know, so you really need to be sure about that. And if, you know, maybe your travel body snores, you also need to ask yourself, how tolerant am I? Do you get?
Well, you can just have your earplugs.
Well, exactly. So it would help you prepare in terms of packing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get? So it's a case of my partner.
Like my travel body is actually travel body, spontaneous, but it snores.
Because a lot of times. One person will not tick all your boxes. It's not
mm-hmm.
possible.
Definitely.
You get so maybe for example your travel buddy. You also like need to ask. Do they
tick all my boxes?
You also need to ask if you know they are the type that like to sleep with the light on or light off, so that you can go with a mask or something.
Dear future travel buddy,
you know,
in case you listen to this podcast, I don't know why you want to be my travel buddy.
Like,
please, I like my room dark.
I'm like. Who I'm sleeps just saying, with lights off? Ha, really?
We need to vote this thing. Please. Just signify by raising up your hand. I can see you. Sleeping with light on or off? Who sleeps with light on?
Yo, like.
I don't understand.
I'm a child
what
of light,
scared
please.
Of?
I'm not scared of anything. I'm a child of light.
Please.
The thing is, I can sleep in a room that's dark. But if I were to make the choice, and I won't bat an eyelid if I sleep in a room that's dark, but I just feel like I just feel more comfortable
with the light
in a bright room.
I won't even sleep. I won't even get to close my eyes.
See, but in the end,
reflections affect me a lot. So please keep the light.
Shade of the dark.
Shade of the world.
But yeah, really, you need to know these things beforehand, and you need to be able to. You need to ask yourself, can I live with, you know, my partner being
honestly
an opposite to
the more
what
you travel,
like
the more you meet
different kind of people
that want to travel with you. Like, I love your vibe. Let's eat the world together.
You know,
being the open-minded person that you are, and you know, you want to explore different places with different people, and mm-hmm. you know, you want to know if this person really, really meets your kind of expectation of mm-hmm. trips, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you need to ask. And one more important thing, you need to know if your travel body is always ready for one more adventure.
That, like, oh yeah, yeah, that is very, like, hope they're not the kind of person who, once you are done with what's on the list, they're like, you know what, let's go.
Like, let's go for some nightlife. Like, let's move around.
You know,
let's see some other things that are not on our
itinerary.
Attractions. And, you know, most people just get to write down what they've searched online. Like,
exactly.
Things to do in a particular
and
place.
Then all of a sudden,
and then all of a sudden, after that one is done, we have to pack our bag and go.
Sometimes you would even find something more eye-catching or amusing.
Like, when I was in Sokoto, I was like, okay, there was nothing much to really do in Sokoto, basically. And I'm like,
okay.
You know what, I just want to walk this street and find anything that's going to amuse me. And the funny thing was, I saw this set of guys that were just, you know, with us riding, and I was asking what's going on. They said they are doing a little festival, you don't mean it. And I joined the road, you know, but when I checked on things to do in Sokoto, there is nothing like that.
Exactly.
There's not like road festival every month or anything. So you have to always know if your travel body is always ready for one more extra, like just one more. It doesn't have to be something really strenuous. It doesn't have to be like you guys just go chill somewhere. Probably you hear that this particular place is always bubbling at this set of time. You're going to set of people, you're going to experience some culture or whatever it is. Uh-huh. Just you know, babes, you know what? Let's just drop the old camera or anything. Let's just go
and
sit down and have fun.
And have fun,
know?
Exactly. Very
you
true.
have to very have true. That kind of travel body. Having those kind of travel bodies, like everything.
Yeah, everything, absolutely.
Like they are everything.
Everything. Again, I think it's important that you communicate whilst you're building up your itinerary for your trip, you communicate what your fears, basically fears in the sense that, for example, I'm the kind of person who previously would never step into a river for any reason, like for any reason or any large body of water. You won't find me inside, like,
because you know, it's height is not that.
My people, for those of you that know us, you know that I am taller than she is.
Oh, we, you know, it can get missing. That's just.
You are so not serious. But the thing here is, for me, I used to have aquaphobia.
Mm.
I used to have aquaphobia, and I could go to waterfalls. I could go to, you know, any beach, but I would always be away from the water. But recently, I learned, because I communicated my fears to my travel buddy, I learned how to go into the water. Like, it got to my chest level, my neck, as a matter of fact. It got to my neck, and God bless Pelumi. Here's what she did. At the point where I started to say that it was really, like, it has passed my waist and it was gone. I wanted to retreat back. And here, what did she do? She was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to help you. I'm going to hold you all the way into the waterfall. And there's no pride here. She actually did hold me all the way. And I was like, oh yeah, I did it. And the picture is super amazing.
You see, I thought it was going to get missing. You even thought I was joking.
Like,
thank you, Pelumi. We really appreciate you finding him and rescuing him and taking him to the point of no return. Sorry, point of return and
taking him to the point of no return. But yeah, the picture came out so beautiful. This was not even in Nigeria. It was Boti Waterfalls, and it came out looking so amazing, so amazing. So yeah, you need to discuss your fears with your to-be travel buddy. If there's someone who they are very strong in on that part, they can, you know, they can either help you overcome it, or they can respect, you know, your fears and not push too much.
Like, I respected when that
when yeah,
a really nice person.
Shut up, you don't have to paint yourself in good light here. We know you are not exactly that kind of very good person. Duh,
we are on here. This podcast can go far.
Story,
respect me, but just take it back. Tell them I'm nice.
Sorry?
Tell them I'm nice.
She said I should tell you that she's nice.
Cut! But yeah. We know there are other questions that arise, that you can ask. So if you have any other question that you think we should have added on this podcast and we haven't, just, you know, pass it across to us.
You can drop it in the comment section, or you know, hit us up.
Just drop it. Drop it like it's hard. Yeah. Drop it like it's hard. We just have part two of this.
You know. Again, I think it's important that you ask if your travel buddy smokes or drinks heavily.
Sir, I've not asked before. Do you smoke?
Do I smoke?
Yes, sir.
You see my pink lips? You are saying, do I smoke?
Ah! Imagine me pink lips. But I do not do. Inside the street, if you see him, pink lips, fine boy, fresh body, daughter of Zion, they always, you know, want to do. But
I don't know what you're talking about.
But that is for anything. But that is for anyway, shrine.
This is for but yeah, you also need to know that, so that you don't become uncomfortable, know your
partner when, allergies, just
yeah, exactly. Allergies too are very important to know, so that
allergies.
In the end you don't go and order food or something for them, and then you ask them to drop maybe seafood or something in it, and they are the type who would almost choke, you know, or not be able to breathe when they eat those kind of things. So you also need to ask, do you have any allergies?
See,
I don't want to write police statements.
Honestly, as simple as it is, seeing people on the media doing group trips and traveling here and there, see, all these things are always been put in check. And some might not really put it in check, might just be like, okay, let me just do this trip with this set of people. And you get back home and be like, I'm not doing this trip with this kind of set of people again.
Like, it had happened to me once. Like, I traveled with someone and I legit told myself I was not going to do it anymore. It's part of it. Like, you learn on the go.
Yes. Sometimes you wing it, like, okay, let me just join this group of people.
Exactly. And then eventually you're like, I should have just gone alone.
Like, if you go to Domino's and Coastal, you know, you treat yourself well.
You know,
there are times like that you regret those kind of trips. You can't really be over cautious. But then again, you just have to put little things like this.
And sometimes there's also the part of, we like to say, being spontaneous. Because I remember there was this trip I did to Obudu with some friends, from was it Niger Adventurers and Hike Nation, we literally just came together and it was like a random
trip. Happens a lot.
And I would say that's like that the set of people that went on that trip that I went on that trip with are like the most mature set of people I have ever gone on any trip with.
You see?
We were 10 or 11 and it was like square pegs in square holes. Like it was that great, and everybody had fun. Like we had so much fun. We had like it was so good. So yeah, prior to that I really didn't know them from anywhere. No, I knew them actually because we hiked together, some of them I didn't know, and we got to know on that trip, and a lot of beautiful stuff happened, you know, from that, and it was just really beautiful.
Yeah, it happens.
I remember that even on that trip I got to meet someone really that became very special in my life on that trip. Prior to that trip I didn't know that person, but all of a sudden I met this person, and this person became very, very important to me. It became very useful to my life.
Lord have mercy.
Why
is anyone blushing? Whoever this person is, hallelujah.
Why are you doing this?
Why am I doing what? It's not blushing, like he's saying it is blushing. Like I need to be happy for my friend. Blush away, my brother.
Wow.
You can be soft, unnecessary.
Wow.
If you cut this part away.
Wait.
If you cut this part away.
I don't need your permission to tell me that I can be soft. I know, like I'm that fresh, soft, hot, you know, full buttered bread kind of guy. Choke away.
Please, I need to change my travel body. If you are interested, please enroll. Okay, just message me. Let me see. He's already getting jealous. But
anyways, people, you know that we are always here to help you travel better. We are here to help you travel safer. We are here to give you tips and hints and all that good stuff regarding how to make your next trip. The bomb.
Give us our happiness.
You know,
you know, we serve it hot, hot and hot.
So yeah, I think that would be it. Do you have any other thing to add on this episode?
Dear travel buddies, please be nice to each other. Please be understanding. Please be caring.
Don't bring out bottles simply and break bottle of somebody's head simply because they did something.
Be your brother's keeper.
You know, we all have had siblings or family members that acted
like they can be really annoying.
You know, you still stomach it. So
just be tolerating, basically. You're going to have amazing trip. Whenever you see your travel buddy has mood swings, please try to understand.
Exactly. Oh, I should mention this too because this one talks to me. Particularly, you need to ask what could inspire mood swings in your travel body. For me, when I get hungry, I get cranky.
Foodie.
I love food. I say that.
Foodie.
So it's very like.
This uncle. Call him 2 a.m. He's in the kitchen. Foodie.
I'm not apologizing about that. I'm a proud foodie. why you doing this really? But really, like I get cranky when I am hungry. So I try as much as possible not to get hungry. And I try as much as possible to not allow someone stretch me too much when I'm hungry. Because all of a sudden, trust me, I just become... I can be that very cool-headed, nice guy.
I totally just
shut down and I just
become
something else.
You know when the robot battery gets low?
I just become something else. When I am hungry and I get cranky as well, so yeah, you need to know those things.
Which have you noticed? I'm trying to know.
Don't let someone spread your dirty linens on
dirty
the internet.
Linen. Oh, me, no,
your linen is very dirty, even jik, even jik cannot wipe
still
it.
Or still, we are going to spread it on the wall.
Anyways.
But yeah, I get my mood swings too, but I can't really say what really factors it. But
what really triggers it?
Triggers it, rather. Mm. But whatever it is, you will find out. But it's not terrible. It's not a terrible one. I get to snap out easily.
I remember the day she almost broke bottle of my head. I'm joking, no. It's a lie, you are playing, no. See, I'm about wide open.
Nico Bayo.
I'm joking, no.
Don't ruin the a career that I've not started. Do you know how many people is in my DM like, I want to travel with Token? Oh, you will not come and say that. Hey, Jamie,
it's been an interesting episode. I would like to hear in the comment section whatever.
Let's hear the lavish questions that you do ask your
questions that exactly. Like, we would really love to hear that.
And give it a laugh.
Yeah, of course. We'd like to hear that and give it a laugh.
Especially the snowy part. Railway station.
You know, but yeah, I think that wraps it up really for us on this episode.
Yep.
It's been a beautiful one. Thank you so much for listening. If you listen to this point, thank you so much for listening. If you've listened to any of our previous podcasts, you are the champ. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for always rooting for us. Thank you for spending your data to listen to us. We know we can be goofy and all, but we say thank you for always listening to us. Yeah, so on this note, before we sign out, I would say this. You can catch up with me on Instagram at the unofficial Omotayo, TheUnofficial Omotayo,
OMOTAYO.
That's how star do. Anyways, yeah, you can catch up with me on Instagram at the unofficial Omotayo. On Twitter, you can search for the unofficial Omotayo as well. But the handle is the thought pod, basically. Yeah, so that as well. Yeah,
and you can reach me on all platforms at that token lady. That's in full, THAT toke, TOKE, and the lady, because I'm a cute ass fine girl. So, yes, y'all.
Yeah, you can catch up with that talk lady.
That toke. Please, it's toke.
All right, guys. It's been an amazing one. See ya. Catch ya next time.